Young people, I want to talk to you tonight. All of you can listen. I think all of you can benefit from it. But young people, I want to talk to you tonight. School's beginning. Some have already gone to school. Liam back there was first time in school. How many others? Is there anybody else that's brand new to school? Any other kindergartners? Jamin? Oh, yeah, Jamin over here. Jamin and Liam. Anyone else? We have one here. Okay, you started school too? Kindergarten, preschool. Okay. Did you have a good time? Was it good? All right. Cade, he start? He's not here, though, is he? Is he hiding somewhere? Okay. Cade, I'm thinking Cade back here. Did you start school yet, Cade? Man, oh man, can you go back, the rest of you adults, can you go back and remember that first day of school, kindergarten, or whatever it was? Whew. Been a long time ago for some of you. Some of you, it was probably unheard of going to kindergarten. I don't remember the first day, but I remember how bad it was. The rest of the school year, how many times I went crying to the nurse's station. Most of those times because they showed some scary movie that was probably, you know, nothing, but I couldn't handle it. Just silly stuff. Is there any freshmen in college? Anybody that's freshman in college this year? Nobody, huh? That's a big day, too. I don't remember that first day of college, but I remember the transition. Difficult to do. Romans 8:28, you know it. If you don't know this verse, memorize it. Work on it. Make it a priority in your life. All of you young people, all of you kids, make it a priority to memorize this verse. The King James says it this way, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. We know that all things work together for good. The Amplified is a little bit longer because it gets into all those extra words. It says, we are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. Weymouth's translation says, now we know that for those who love God, all things are working together for good. All things are working together for good. How many of you have figured out why this is over here yet? Is it too hard to see? You haven't quite figured that out yet? The English Standard Version says it this way, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose. All things work together for good. It's a little bit like a puzzle. Our lives. Now, I already have the corners of the puzzles put together here, and but it may seem as though that the corners of our lives are not quite yet together. And when we look at this verse, we can really see how much like we are to a puzzle. Because God is working together all of these things, everything together for our good. And sometimes He puts a piece in place that is so random that we think, what in the world is He doing? how is it possible that this is even going to be sensible? That doesn't even look like it's going to fit into anything. Maybe it's something crazy. Maybe it's something ugly. Maybe it's something painful. Maybe it's something that is totally out of the ordinary, totally out of place, and we cannot even begin to understand it. Now, this is a border one. This is something that's going to encapsulate the puzzle, and yet we can see and realize that as God puts those pieces together, we may not understand the purpose of it, but there it is. Does it make sense to you yet? Do you have any idea what the puzzle is? Natalie probably does. She's put it together a time or two. Some of you others are nodding. You have them at home too, maybe. Random. Random. God just puts them together randomly, it seems, as though that there's no sense at all to what he's doing. No rationale to what he's doing. How many of you do a puzzle like this? Nobody. Do any of you do this kind of a puzzle? No, we probably don't. None of us. What is it that we do? We probably get together and we try to find all of these edge pieces, all of these ones that are going around the edge, and we want to put them together first. You got to have them perfect, though, and I'm not perfect. Only God is perfect. I wondered how that would work. Look at that. The edge. We just keep building the edge. Maybe I should have Natalie come up here. She's done this before. She knows how it goes. Put them together around the edge. Random pieces, putting it together. Making sure that it fits. You know, what if God puts a piece in our life that does hurt, that is painful, that is not really the nicest of things to do, the best of things, and we think it's out of place, like that one? That's got to be out of place. There's nothing. How in the world? That doesn't make any sense, does it? Sometimes we get lost in the puzzle of our lives because he puts it together in such a way that we can't quite understand it. We can't grasp it. Maybe it's because it hurts. Maybe it's because it's painful. Maybe it's because we don't quite understand it. But remember what he's talking about there in that passage of Scripture. He's saying that all things work together. All things. Look at it. The puzzle is actually coming together. Even this one that seems so random, it's coming together. Again, I said that God's pieces are perfect and he's able to place them even randomly. I'm not quite able to do it that way. It's coming together, though, isn't it? I didn't plan on this. This isn't working, folks. There we go. That works. Does it make any sense to you yet? Does it look like it's going to be something that is worthwhile, a piece that is a puzzle that is going to make sense in some point of our lives? Somewhere along the line, surely it will, won't it? God's just putting the pieces together, and it's for you and I to follow him. It's for you and I to trust him. Trusting him. Boy, these pieces are something else here in my life, isn't it? See if I can get this together here now. Somebody want to help me put this together? Does that fit? Does it go over here? I think it does. See, look. Let's see, where does this one go? Does anybody know what this is yet? I mean, some of you have already nodded your head yes. where does this one go? That one doesn't look right, does it? Does it go there? Does it go back here? Are you sure? Okay, I think this one must go over here. Is that it? Oh, no. What am I doing? Somebody doesn't know how to do this, do they? Who said that? Landon, come up here and put it up here for me. Come on, Landon. How many times have you put this puzzle together? A bunch? It's just easy. Where does that one go? You told me you knew. You think that's where that goes?
Yeah.
Well, while you're up here, you might as well put that one up. Where does it go? One last piece. Are you sure you know where to put that one in?
Yeah.
Make sure you get it right. Look at that. Thank you, Landon. I think I just went down in his estimation. Hey, seriously, he's disappointed. Thank you, Landon, for helping me out. I really need that. Would you be willing to help me preach other times too? Okay. Did a good job. What am I talking about when I'm referring to this? And I told my wife, I said, no, this is a perfect one because this is a construction puzzle. It's a construction picture. Kids under construction. All of us under construction. Putting the puzzle, the pieces together. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes it doesn't add up. Sometimes it doesn't even feel good. The proverb writer said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. You know, when I put that on here, this piece right over here, that first one, when I put that on there, if you didn't know what that picture was, you might have even agreed with me that it didn't make sense. You might have agreed with me that it was out of place, that there was no way that that piece could be built around. That's not the way you put it together. Kids and young people, you're facing things and you will face things that will boggle your mind, it'll stress your heart, it'll work in your emotions, but this is the key, this is the reality that we trust in the Lord, knowing that all things work together for our good, for His purpose. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust is a very difficult thing, especially when we're being asked to trust in something that we cannot see, or even more specifically, someone we cannot see. But that's the only way for the pieces of our lives to come together as they should, is to trust Him. It might at times, and perhaps even most of the time, when God puts a piece in our life, when He places us into some kind of a circumstance or a situation or a trouble or a painful time, it might seem those times would appear to not even be pretty. They're not good. They're not fun. They're not correct. And sometimes they're just plain, they would appear to be just plain wrong. God, what are you doing? This doesn't fit. This is wrong. Landon, excuse me, Landon made it clear that I was wrong. Sometimes we do that with God. Try to make it clear to Him that He doesn't know what He's doing. But remember that prophet Jeremiah and the words that he says that have become fairly popular in the most recent years. The plans that I have for you, says the Lord. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. That he has a goal in mind. That he has something intentional that he's working towards. That he has a purpose in the construction of our lives and the picture of our lives, putting all the pieces together to make us what he wants us to be. Trust in the Lord. It is better, the psalmist said, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The proverb writer said, whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Now, folks, young people, I want you to believe that the scripture is true. I want you to have it settled in your heart that what God says in the scripture, that is true. But listen to me, kids. The proverb writer said, whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. That's a little bit scary because we're talking about the Lord, somebody who we cannot see. He's unseen to us. But that's where faith comes in. Faith is the evidence of things unseen. The things that are unseen. And that is putting trust in the unseen one. Trust in him who has given us a roadmap and he's given us a love letter. He's given us a book to guide us. And we can trust him knowing that everything he says is true. It's right. It's just. Every piece of our lives. You say, well, I did that piece, and that piece was put into my life when I was wandering away or I was astray. Remember that everything that happens, even when you're out of the will of God, God can redeem it. But it's better. It's better, always better. Don't get lost in that grandeur of the testimony of the one that has come back. It is so much better to be saved from it, not out of it. Knowing that he has a perfect plan of construction for my life and for your life. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Now we know that for those who love God, all things are working together for good. Now when the battle gets fierce, when the load gets heavy, when the temptation and the testing time is intense, when the fire of the furnace is hot, or the lions of Daniel's den scream extra and the snarls are deafening, screaming extra loud, when the heart is hurting. And young people, there are going to be times when the heart hurts. Suffering only lasts for a while, though. Remember that there is a dawn that comes. Some people hold to that little phrase, that little passage that says, this too shall pass. Remember that that's still the case. When the heart is hurting, there doesn't seem to be any painkillers that are available to touch it. When you get to that point when your questions are unanswered, that's a reality too, young people, that there will be times when your questions are ringing out and you will struggle to hear the answer. When you sound off a cry and it sounds as though that the heavens are not only silent, they're deafeningly silent. That is the time that you trust him more. That is the time that you trust him most. That is the time when you are trusting him, his hand, as he puts the pieces of your life together. The hand of the Savior, trusting his heart as his hand works in your life. Some of you young people are going to face it this year that the critics will tell you that you're foolish. You'll probably run into somebody. Somebody will run into someone else who says that this faith thing is foolishness. Let me tell you something. There's enough people that you're acquainted with, that we're acquainted with, that have stood for years and years, decades and decades, and followed through even in the midst of all of the painful things of life. And whatever happens to you is not simply only coming to you, but it's happened to somebody else as well. And they have come through it, and they've recognized the hand of God, and they still trust Him. So when somebody tells you that it's foolish, I would encourage you for you to walk close to the Lord. Run to the means of grace. That's something for us to think about and to spend some time on. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, but I do want us to focus here on running to the means of grace. What is the means of grace? What are the means of grace? If we need strength, if we need help, if we need encouragement, if we need something just simply to help us to stand up, what is it that we can run to? We can run to the means of grace. The means of grace is Scripture. Running to the Bible, running to understand and to read and to spend time and allow it to saturate our lives every day. So, well, I don't understand it. It's hard for me to grasp. Keep reading. Keep reading. Run to the means of grace and steadfast prayer, even in the midst of the trials. Now, you will notice, you will find some people that in the midst of their problems, they run away from the church. They run away from Scripture. They run away from prayer. For whatever reason, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way. That's the opposite. That's the wrong direction. When you're facing difficulties and trials and testings and the heat and the lion's den, perhaps, when you're facing those things that hurt you within the heart, deep down to the very core, when it feels like everything is breaking, those are the times when you run to the means of grace. Run to prayer, run to the Scriptures, run to the house of God. What is so good about the house of God? It's gathering with fellow believers. It's a little bit like some wild animal group, a herd of animals that's being attacked by a lion, and that lion will get one of those individual animals off to itself. And that's the very picture that we have of somebody trying to survive outside of the body of Christ. But when we stay together, when we come together, we can gain strength and help. When we come here to focus our attention on the Lord, and we can share one another's burdens. Sometimes we can share burdens without even sharing burdens. We don't always have to talk about it, but there's times just simply gathering together, we gain strength for the journey ahead. I like something that Larry Smith has said. I've heard him say it in recordings a couple of times. A few times he said, run to the Lord's Supper. When it's time for communion, don't shy away. Run. Run to the Lord's Supper. And he is very encouraging. Larry Smith is very encouraging to go to the Lord's Supper as a means of grace, to bring ourselves into that point of focus and worship to the Savior who gave himself for us. And he invites us to join him. And this do as often as ye do it in remembrance of me, in the brokenness of his body, in the shedding of his blood, the means of grace through the receiving of those elements so that we can be even touched by him and joined together with him. Young people, your life is before you as natural things take place. We just go onward and day after day, and there'll be pieces of your puzzle this year that'll be put together, and there'll be times that you don't understand, and there'll be times that it'll be painful. But I want to bring you back to the reality that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, knowing that all things work together. It may look ugly at certain times. I thought about getting some kind of tapestry, but I knew if I went off on tapestry, we'd get going. Some of you are already grinning. I can't even say it without you grinning. And we get off onto Odyssey. Tapestry. You know what the backside of tapestries look like? It doesn't look good. It's not pretty. But when it's all said and done and hung a proper way, it is beautiful in its sense. The portrait, the painting, the work of art, whatever it may be, The Afghan that's laying on your sofa, the backside of it's probably not near as nice as the front side of it. I'm talking about the puzzle of our lives. Sometimes we have a little bit of a difficulty understanding and seeing and realizing, but do this. Realize that all things work together for good as we trust Him, as we walk with Him. Praise God. I want us to gather in for prayer this evening. All of our students have prayer with you as school is beginning for another year. Just can't quite grasp this thing of going to school so early in August, but that's the way it is. We have a few that are brand new to school. We have so many that are going back and returning to school, college, all sorts of things going on. We have some that are not here that I was really hoping could be here, but it was just not able to be. The Shapers would be new to our gathering in this prayer time, and I want us to specifically remember them and others that are not here as well. The Matlock kids going to school. Somebody seemed to say that Janae wasn't going back to school. Was she changing course here a little bit? Does anybody know? She's going to teach, going to work or something at Stone City, right? At teaching then. Now that's a big transition. We want to pray for her. We want to pray for Shannon Wagner in her role and at the school in at Shoals. You know, she stands up as an example of what it means for such a time as this. That means, I mean, that fits for all of us, but she certainly stands there as that kind of an icon. And Vicky has been an icon at the school for years and years, and so many others as well. The bus drivers, these bus drivers are icons to these kids also. And very well could be that it's the interest and the connections of this church into that school that have helped maintain and created what is still there. And let's pray that God would touch each one of these. So all of you, students, young people, children, anyone that's working with the school in any way, any school, college kids, whatever it may be, let's gather in. Let's have a season of prayer for these before we go home tonight.